Episode 3356, Spring Clean Your Diet.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. It's time to kick up your feet and think about what you eat. Oh yes, it's time to spring clean your diet. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, as the seasons change, so do our dietary needs. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your eating habits and incorporate seasonal produce that supports overall health and well-being. Aren't you ready? Come on, let's do this. Spring clean your diet. Because in reality, this allows you to embrace the flavors of spring. Are you just itching for it now? I know we've had a little bit of a cold spell come in some areas around the U.S. for sure. And it's like, really? Spring has sprung? Yeah, it has. But maybe we're not in full spring motion. So understand that you've got to feed yourself to the area and the season of where you live. So for some of us, we're already planting a garden. And for others, it may be another 2 to 3 weeks before you even begin to plant the garden. So keep that all in mind. But remember that when you embrace those flavors of spring, not only are you improving your nutrition, but you're also adding a variety of freshness to your meals. And that's important. Who doesn't enjoy Christmas and freshness of food, right? Chef Jamie Lee shares this, spring is a time for renewal, and what better way to rejuvenate your body than with the vibrant flavors of seasonal produce? I mean, that's what we're doing here. Spring clean your diet. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. And it is something that I want you to think about too. Take that spring cleaning and get to your pantry and get to your refrigerator. Get to your freezer. Clean out what's old. If you've got something that's 6 months old, really look at the date. Look at what it is. Now, I am one who will keep things for a couple of years. There's not a problem with that, but only certain foods that have been canned or whatever can be kept. So make sure sometimes your stuff, even if it's in a bag and it's not fresh produce, right? It's just taking up space, which means what? You look at it and you're like, oh yeah, I got it. But really, maybe you don't have it. Spring clean it. That's what I'm working on in my house right now this week. I am taking to all of my extra freezers, all of my extra refrigerators, my in-house freezer and refrigerator, and I am cleaning them out. Both taking out the food that doesn't work, the pantry too, and I am wiping everything down. Now, I would solely and just really encourage you to use vinegar and water, okay? Make yourself a little combination. Oh, it's wonderful. And if you want, you can add a little drop of, you know, your favorite, like if you want lavender or something like that, an essential oil to give you a smell. I personally like something more on the citrus side because it's just clean and refreshing. So whatever floats your boat on that. But it really does, when you clean everything out and you can see what you have, it allows you to not only be able to eat well because you know what you have, but you also save money because you know what you don't have or what you do have. And then you can create these delicious recipes and enjoy eating guilt-free, right? And sometimes when you clean things out, you may find some things you're like, oh, I could use this. So add that in, incorporate that in over the next couple weeks into your recipe so you can use it and not have to throw it away. So what does it look like to spring clean your diet in real life? Number one, incorporate seasonal produce. This is so important because you want to shop to your local area. So opt for fresh fruits and vegetables that are in season in your local area during spring, like strawberries or asparagus, leafy greens, and peas. These nutrient-dense foods not only provide essential vitamins and minerals, which are so important, we are not getting enough vitamins and minerals, but they also add that variety and freshness to your meals, right? You want to be able to do that. You can take peas and asparagus and add it to a cup of rice and oh my goodness, you have a totally different dish, right? So it's important. Nutritionist Sarah Smith says, eating seasonal foods not only supports your overall health, but also helps the environment by reducing food miles and supporting local farmers. If you don't know what food miles are, yes, that's the cost of your food. How much it costs to get the produce or what you're buying to your market, and you're paying for that. And who doesn't want to support local farmers? I mean, come on. I love my local farmers. I would suggest you do it. And if you have a backyard, create your own garden. And maybe we should do a whole series on that. Maybe we'll even do a video series on that. It would be cool. I've experimented with that myself. I do not have a garden, but I have a raised bed. And I do it more so in kind of like a cedar thing that's up by about 4 feet or so off the ground. And I have it sitting in an area where it gets plenty of sun and I can water it easily. And I just plant a few things that I want to. And it's fun because I can take the grandkids out and I have a smaller yard and I don't really tear up my yard. And for me, that's important. Okay, that is very important that I don't have a torn up yard, because when the whole family comes over, including the grand dogs and everything, I need to not have excessive mud available. And when you have a garden, you're going to have that exposed dirt. So do what's right for you and your family. But I would really highly suggest a raised bed if you're doing it for the first time, because it's small, it's compact. Only buy a few things and you're not wasting your time, but you're learning and experimenting. You know, and when you eat to the season, right? We already talked about the arugula and strawberries and things like that. Also incorporate fresh herbs. That is one of my favorite things to grow. I would encourage you to grow that if nothing else. Like seriously, grow that fresh mint or basil or cilantro. Man, it just adds a sparkle of flavor. It's tantalizing to your taste buds. And opt for lighter meals during the spring time. I mean, I know as we get to hotter weather, we lighten it up a little bit, but think about salads and smoothies and grilled dishes to align with those brighter days and that warmer weather. Now, yes, the grill's going to be happening pretty soon. It's a little bit too early for a lot of us out there, but when you're ready to grill, man, get that grill out because there's less mess in the kitchen. So definitely incorporate seasonal produce. Number two, meal prep and plan ahead. Now, I got to be honest with you. I am not a meal prepper. Now, that's not to say that I don't plan ahead, because I do, but it's important to know what works for you. So I'm giving you these suggestions, but again, what is your lifestyle? Fit it into that. This is not a one size fits all. This isn't you have to do everything, right? For me, I don't meal prep. I'm one who says, okay, I know what I have in my freezers and refrigerators, and depending upon who's here, what kids are here, who's coming and going, etc., then I plan accordingly. And it's just easy that way. I've done it that way my entire life, and I just keep doing that way, and it works. But for some, maybe you're one who says, no, I need to plan my meals, and you need to actually write it out, then do so. And include your snacks and lunches also. If you eat breakfast, then include your breakfast. I would suggest that with one of your meals, allow yourself to use leftovers. So if you cook one meal, then take that meal, make enough where you could have leftovers two nights later. Doesn't have to be exactly the next night, right? So you give that space. But if you're making a chicken, don't just do, you know, a half a chicken. Make a whole chicken where you can use, you know, the other part of that chicken that's already cooked for another meal. It lightens up your load over the week. And who wants to be in the kitchen any more than we have to? Now, I love being in the kitchen, but still, right, time is of the essence. And so we want to make sure that we prep accordingly. And prep those ingredients. When you go to the store, if you buy actual heads of lettuce, cut them up in advance if you know. If you buy fresh carrots that are the full ones, not the little baby carrots. I'm talking about the full carrots. Cut those up. The celery, cut those up. Plant it and use it. So then when you are wanting to eat healthy, number one, you have a quick grab. Number two, you also have a quick way to utilize it in your meals. Therefore, you're only taking a couple hours out of the full week versus an hour every single day of the week. Make sense? Yeah. And less mess again. And then also, when you have all of the foods prepared, as in cutting the vegetables up and things like that, you're going to reduce the food waste because you already have it there. I don't know how many times I go and I was like, oh, this head of lettuce I'm throwing out. All these, you know, little wonderful grape tomatoes. Oh, they're delicious, but they got lost and I just didn't get to them because they weren't front and center. And so don't waste food. I mean, we know that the cost of food is rising. It's skyrocketing. So let's save money while eating healthy. And you can do that by shopping at local farmer markets, right? You can get fresh, affordable produce. Buy in bulk and freeze. What I like to do is I like to wrap. So wrap with freezer paper, then put it in a Ziploc and then double Ziploc it. But what I would say is this, when you double Ziploc it, if you've wrapped it in actual paper and you go to thaw it, if there's no juices or anything, or you can wash out those bags, right, and reuse them, that's gonna save you money too. Also, preserve seasonal fruits and veggies. If you like canning, now's a great time to get into it. And plan meals ahead to avoid that food waste, right? So like I said, make that whole chicken. Or let's say you're, instead of making only four thighs, you're gonna make eight thighs. So you can use four now and then four for another time during that week. It is so important and it gets you out of the kitchen faster and allows you to spend time with your family in the evenings. And then finally, number three, hydrate with infused water. I love this. When you are eating fresh stuff, like if you're gonna start your garden and you don't even have to have like a raised bed, you can just do this in a flower pot. And you can buy, you don't even have to go. If you're one that's like, Christiane, I don't even know what to buy. They sell herbs at the grocery store. And just buy a plant and then plant it, okay? You can also, if you have a kitchen window, oh man, there's nothing prettier than fresh herbs sitting in the window, okay? Now, I am not blessed with that. So mine actually is totally outside. So I go outside and I get my herbs, my rosemary and things like that. But make it simple and experiment. I'm not saying spend a ton of money, but you can take $5 and you can buy enough that where as you grow it and you use it, it's going to be that great freshness added to every single time that you utilize those herbs in your food. So, and you can also take those herbs, the fresh fruits and vegetables, and slice them up and put them in your water. Cucumbers, mint leaves, berries, oh delicious. We have blueberries and raspberries here and it's getting close. They haven't started kind of coming out quite yet. They're almost there, but we see the buds coming, but they're not there to where we're gonna produce berries yet by any means. But I love that. And my grandkids and I, we go out and pick them and then we make it and put it in our smoothies, our shakes. We put it in, fresh pudding. I've got a recipe for you. So hang in there. It's going to be delicious. And it truly adds that extra flavor without the sugars and calories. And that's important, right? You're eating healthy. You don't want to add all the extra stuff. And it gives a healthy alternative to sugary beverages. And who doesn't need less sugar in their life? You know, I'm all about a soda, but still, let's go for the proper hydration because it truly is essential for that overall well-being. And it supports a healthy metabolism, which we all need. And especially as you get older, yeah, you want that metabolism to work for you, not against you. Now, in the show notes, I have a recipe for you, but I'm going to give you kind of a quick highlight. So hang in there. Are you ready? It's a spring recipe. It's called lemon berry chia pudding. Oh yes. And you make it the night before and then you just add berries the next day. So what you need is a quarter cup of chia seeds, 1 cup of almond milk, 1 teaspoon of lemon zest. Okay. You're going to mix all of that together. And you could use a different milk if you don't want to use almond milk. Almond milk is just a healthy milk. And sometimes it works better. You know, if you're lactose intolerant, then use that milk instead, whatever your choice is. Stir it all together and then put it in the fridge, cover it overnight. And then get it out the next day, whether it's the morning, the evening, whatever, and top with your fresh mixed berries and enjoy. Oh, delicious. Spring is a time for growth, both in nature and within ourselves, my friend. So let your food choices truly reflect this renewal, this rejuvenation, nourishing your body with foods that empower your health and your overall well-being. Spring clean your diet this season. Come on, get out all the junk that's been hanging around. It may have even been more than just like a season or two. Maybe it's like 3 or 4 years. And you're like, well, where did that can come from? Well, I am really into spring cleaning right now. And so it's all going out. It's just, I'm getting rid of it. If I haven't used it, it's gone. And you know what? The money's already spent. So don't feel guilty. I know sometimes we get into spring cleaning not just with what we eat, but clearing out cabinets. And we are a little bit concerned. Now, I will say this. If you're clearing out your pantry and you do not have use for canned goods and pantry items that have not expired, donate them. There are so many people who need food. Don't throw it away, but do throw away your expired goods, okay? Notice I made a difference in that. Just don't discard everything because you don't want it. Take what has not expired and go donate it. And take what is expired, and if you're not going to use it, you know, I mean, sometimes stuff is fine and you can use it, but if you're not going to use it, then just get it out of your house, get it out of your pantry, get it out of your refrigerator, wherever you're storing it, and get it out. It's not doing you any good but taking up space. And when you take up space, it doesn't allow your mind to be cleaned either. So when you look at things, you're like, oh, you're all cluttered. And you wonder why we're flustered when we go into our kitchen, because we see a cluttered refrigerator. We see a cluttered pantry, cluttered cabinets. I mean, seriously, we could do a whole series on this. It just clutters our mind and we begin to get flustered. It's like going into our closets. I have nothing to wear. Yet you have like 20,000 different clothes items hanging around you, right? Okay, that's maybe a little bit of an exaggeration, but you get my drift, right? It is all about saying this isn't working, so I'm getting it out. But do donate. If you have items that have not expired, it's important to pass that stuff on. We have so many families that are in need of food. They are having a hard time putting food on the table. And I would really encourage you also, when you're doing your spring cleaning, sit down and write a budget out. Sit down and figure out what you actually really use, because sometimes going and buying bulk is not always the right idea. Guess what? You can have a membership and just go for the gas. You don't always have to buy what's in the store. Okay, I just gave you permission. Because I know sometimes we feel guilty. Well, I'm paying for that, so I feel like I need to go shopping for that. You know what? I shop at 4 different places, and I do not get everything at all the places. I strategically buy things at certain places. Why? Because I know the price and I know what we use more of. And does that benefit us by me buying in bulk where I can actually get it cheaper? Because I will tell you this, there are some things that are in those bulk stores that are not actually cheaper. And if you don't use all of it, it's actually cheaper for you to buy it in another smaller store. Okay, so take that to the bank and really look at what you're buying, what you're using. And as your kids are growing up, they too are changing. Their needs are changing. So pay attention to that. When you've got toddlers that are moving into, man, I'm eating real food, and now it's no longer 4 or 5 bites, it's a whole chicken wing or 2 or 3 or 4 or maybe 12, you're going to shop a little bit differently. So your prices are going to change. So pay attention to that. It's so important. So I would encourage you to sit down. Maybe we'll do some more work on that with budgeting. We've got so many things coming up here at Create Your Now, and I just want to tell you, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of my family, because I truly believe you're part of my family, and I love having you here whenever you visit, whether it's every day, whether it's every other day, or it's once a week, however you show up. Thank you. Thank you for sharing and subscribing. We could not do this without you. I look forward to our next time together tomorrow. And guess what? There's more to come at createyournow.com. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.